This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your teacher used to say to you in class, please sit up straight, Victoria. Jennifer, sit up straight, fold your hands. Kara Schillen, be a good girl, and mind your P's and Q's. Anyway, is that just old? I remember being told in junior high school we had seats that were screwed to the floor and desks that were bolted to the floor. Wow. So we... What prison school was this?
Yeah.
This was in... let's see, 1960 when I was in junior high school, and the rule was
time.
When I was in Doris Welch's English class, Mr. Steffen, sit up straight. There was a young lady who sat, I was in the second seat in the outside row, and Deborah Spencer sat in front of me. And Deborah was quite an attractive young lady in the seventh grade, and one day, I don't know why I'm even thinking about this. One day, she had a blouse that was buttoned up the back. So I unbuttoned it and put it around the seat.
I appreciated that.
Hashtag me too.
Yeah. Seriously.
You know, you've been asking us, well, I wonder if I've ever done anything. Yep, you have.
In the seventh grade? Yeah.
Well,
all right, speaking of that, relationship news and information from the hashtag me too department. Apparently, Garrison Keillor isn't as innocent as he wants everybody to believe he is. You'll remember him from public radio fame and the Prairie Home Companion. I never, ever, ever
took
to this guy. Never.
I'm so confused
ever.
Why people yeah. even like that.
Right, yeah. It's awful. And he was an awful, smug SOB. So anyway, he's been accused of inappropriate behavior, but he said, no, it's not really that bad. Well, apparently, an investigator... at public radio, has found a number of other women who worked with him or for him who feel that they were mistreated, sexualized, belittled, etc., 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 etc. So Mr. Keillor, if he thought he had any chances of doing a podcast or something that didn't involve being on the payroll for public radio, I think you can forget that. But he's one of those guys, you look at him and you listen to him, and you know, he's like Charlie, with me, Charlie Rose, the same thing. There's something about them as they present themselves that just, it's pretty easy. Now that this issue has become, there's something, it was always something, but I didn't know what it was. And now you come to the core of looking at these people and kind of understanding what they're all about. They're given license because somehow or other they're put on a pedestal because some people think that they're God's next gift to whomever, and then they take it seriously and they lose all sense of reality, frankly. So that's part one. The second part, there are a lot of people who came out of the marches this past weekend in Washington and New York and here in Los Angeles and Las Vegas, and they had them in Boston. They had a lot of these marches in cities and towns around the country, the so-called Women's March. This was the second one. And now it seems that some of the people who have involved themselves in this are being criticized by others because the hashtag MeToo movement doesn't include enough women of color. Is that something that you would, when you look at all the pictures of the people, for example, the pictures of those who were involved in the action on Sunday and a couple of weeks ago, they were all white women. So is this an issue? Is this something, are black women being sidelined?
Do you mean celebrity speakers? I'm trying to figure out what you
mean. No, I mean people, black women who have been abused. Yeah, but are black women who have been abused being ignored? I think that's the question coming from some. There's a lady who works with the Will and Jada Smith Family Foundation who's become the spokesperson, apparently, for women of color not being represented enough. And I don't know whether that's true or it isn't true. Is this just another? Most of the people that you've heard about who have been, and this is my observation now looking into this, most of the people who have been accused of this sort of activity are white. As a matter of fact, I don't remember hearing about anybody.
Russell Simmons.
Russell Simmons.
Okay, Russell Simmons. Yeah, all right. Yep, okay. But is there, think about it for a second. Are there others who, this is an article that's in the present, the current issue of Ebony Magazine. So that's why I'm kind of looking at it and thinking, is there something to this or not?
Well, when it comes to Hollywood, I think most of the people who have been accused, I think the reason that they're white is because they're all the head honchos who are in power. And yeah. So most of those people that you find in Hollywood, most of those men are going to be white. I think it differs from city to city. I don't know if Hollywood is a little bit more whitewashed, but I didn't go to the march this year, but I felt like in D.C. last year, a lot of the speakers, a lot of the musical performers were black, and or it was kind of an equal spread across, and I think that's just because of the city that it was in, and there's a larger population. I don't know about New York or Los Angeles.
Mm. Well, I'm looking at the cover of Time magazine. Remember, they were the People of the Year, the Silence Breakers, and there is a black lady on the cover. I don't know who she is, but she's there anyway, but I don't know if in reality... there is, and I don't, again, sometimes there are issues made out of things that are not issues, and this may be one of them, and it may not be, it may be fair, and I don't, I'm doing with this like I've done with a lot of other things that I think get overcooked. I'm kind of putting, I don't want to marginalize it, but I think unless there's somebody, like, for example, there are probably a dozen different examples of the hashtag MeToo movement in the news yesterday. The one that I found or that I picked was the Garrison Keillor story because I think he was the type of person, probably still is, who doesn't even get it. He doesn't understand why people are, oh, what do you mean? I was wonderful to these women. You know, that's where right. his head is. Yeah, I don't understand why they don't like me. They were, it's, anyway. So, am I off on the tour? Let's see, Bentley agrees with me.
He does.
Bentley agrees 100% with me. Ben, good going, Bentley. Bentley's with Victoria and her place in New York. All right, so let's do one more relationship-related item here. The folks at IKEA have got a plan to fix everything. When it comes to having relationship problems, who has those anymore? Jennifer, you don't have relationship problems, do you?
No.
Huh? Victoria, you don't have any relationship
problems?
Kara doesn't have any, and I don't
have
any.
No relationships.
Well, that's right, exactly. Me too. So there you go. So anyway, if you are trying to save your relationship, if you are one of the members of the couples group that said there's nothing more annoying than sharing a bed with a duvet hogger, first of all, I can't stand duvets. I think they're everywhere.
What?
They're horrible.
Why are they horrible?
You can't, because they're too heavy. You can't get them off. You either got a sheet or a duvet, that's it. And I don't like, because I don't want to be real hot, and they make me cook. So I throw them off.
You can get light ones, that's what I have, because you can't have a heavy one here in California.
No, not at all. I got just a sheet here.
Wow, this is going into a little bit more information than we needed.
anyway. So,
how is IKEA going to save relationships?
Okay. Thank you. IKEA did your job there, Victoria. Very good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. IKEA wants to introduce a Swedish sleeping method to put a stop to the battle of the bed sheets. And that may save your relationship. How many people actually fight? How many, is there a tug of war in bed in your house, Victoria, over the sheets? And the,
And
the, I just want to have a blanket. I don't
know. Lewis rolls over and takes the duvet with him, and so I'm left with nothing. Yes. And then he claims that he doesn't do that, but he's asleep when he's doing it, so he doesn't know.
Doesn't know.
And then he claims that I'm a duvet hog, and I'm not. Really? I'm just trying to yank it back.
So how do we have proof of that? Do we have any cameras in the room?
Yes, we film ourselves all the time.
Yeah.
All right, so Jennifer, what about you? You have the lighter duvets.
Yes, and my opposite problem is that lots of times Jeff will actually throw his covers on top of me, so I'll wake up in the middle of the night absolutely sweating because now I have a sheet, a blanket, a duvet, and then times it by two because all of his stuff is on top of me.
All right, so Kara, what's your experience?
I think that the floor is what steals my duvet. I tuck it in on the bottom, but then I tend to kick it out, and then it all falls on the floor, and I wake up in the middle of the night freezing. So do you have a solution for me?
Well, maybe you should find somebody that's getting one, and you can steal it from them.
Okay.
One way or the other. But sleeping by yourself is no fun, but this is no fun either, I suppose. Although it gives you something to talk about in a sense. So what's IKEA's... the now that we've talked about what the problem is, there's a new thing that they're selling called the Tog Ether Bundle. Because the Swedish apparently found a way to fix this problem. It favors two duvets instead of one. So there's a bundle. You have two single duvets, so you have control of your own duvet. How about that for a deal? Yes?
It's kind of an interesting concept, and you can have different weight. So if one of you likes a thin one and one of you likes a thicker one, you can in the bundle, you can pick whichever one you want.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to do this?
I would give it a try, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Isn't IKEA a good place to go? Jennifer sent me to an IKEA once. It was the only time I ever went to one.
And all you ate was the meatballs?
Well, they didn't have anything for me
no,
to eat.
No, knowing you, it was the cinnamon bun, which they are good.
Yeah, but it was an interesting, very interesting place. But they have such a wonderful reputation, or at least people know who they are. Let's put it that way. They've done a great, the brand is, that's an interesting, iconic name, and people know what it stands for. I think it's brilliant marketing on their part. Speaking of that and sleeping and brilliant marketing, certainly the folks at MyPillow are the ones who, when it comes to that aspect of getting a good night's sleep, have really cornered the market. You'll have a MyPillow. Buy it with confidence. You'll feel good about it and feel even better in the morning when you wake up. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. MyPillow.com is bringing back their best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one free. If you're struggling to get a good night's rest, if you toss around all night long, find yourself with a MyPillow, and the stuffing and the piling in your pillow will go away because MyPillow stays cool and in place. You adjust it when you go to sleep, and it stays there all night long, giving your head and your neck full support. It's like no other pillow. You fall asleep better, you stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and pay for one MyPillow, a premium pillow, and get a free premium pillow with the deal. So you buy one at the regular price, get one free, two for the price of one, and enjoy that 60-day money-back guarantee. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking.
Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Future is now. BJB time is 23 after the hour with Victoria and Jennifer and Kara. I'm Doug Steffen. The Oscars have a new process to prevent another mix-up. Remember last year, Envelope, Gates, Warren Beatty, and Faye Dunaway announced La La Land is the best picture instead of Moonlight. And so the accounting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers has new regulations. This seems rather superficial and rather silly, actually. But I suppose if you can't trust...
Well, it caused a big upset last year.
I know, but it was once in a million. Who else, other than Steve Harvey having the wrong name at Miss Universe?
That's right.
When is the last time this happened? What's the big deal here?
I don't know if it has.
I don't think it has either. But anyway, they've
it's
done this
sad
whole
for the,
big
who was
deal.
Was the group? Was it La La Land?
La La Land and Moonlight was the winner.
Yeah. Right. So... The partners have posted a backstage photo of Emma Stone to social media before the wrong envelope was... Remember all of that? I mean, this was something...
That's what the guy was up to. He was posting, trying to get himself into a selfie with Emma Stone, and he gave the wrong envelope.
Paying not attention. Yeah. So anyway, this we put him in a box somewhere, or put him in a room. I think there's much ado about nothing. So as a result of that... Okay. Next, in music at 25 past the hour, Miranda Lambert, Jen, and her relationship with her ex, Blake Shelton, is in the focus here. She threw some subtle shade at Mr. Shelton during the opening night of her Livin' Like Hippies tour. Does that mean she's still into him? Is that why would you pay attention or take the trouble
well,
to...
Well, see, that's what I don't get, because the rumor is... excuse me, Froggy. That she actually was the one that cheated on Blake, and that Blake left her after that, or I don't know, but somehow you never know what's going on in people's relationships behind closed doors, but this was not like a big surprise to Miranda that the marriage was over. It's not like he left her for Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
So it's odd that she would try to get bitter, because he's been pretty nice. In fact,
well,
I noticed...
Is she angry because he appears to be so happy with
maybe.
Stefani?
She's got a boyfriend, too, but he totally won. He got Gwen Stefani, more famous than ever. They totally love each other. So maybe she feels like he won. But it wasn't like she blatantly did something to Blake. She has a song called Little Red Wagon, and in it
That's
it's something about...
That's what we're listening to now, I think.
No, this is a different song.
What is it?
No. This is a song that she wrote with Blake for his brother. This is Little Red Wagon. And so she says that she, one of the lines is that she moved to Oklahoma, or she's going to Oklahoma, and now she changed the line to I'm getting the hell out of Oklahoma or something. So it's very subtle. It's not like, you know,
apparently
it wasn't like
audience,
I hate Blake, but people
audience,
picked up on it.
Yeah, and in the audience video, people started, like, cheering for her. So there obviously is Team Miranda and Team Blake.
Yeah. When she started drinking, she admitted to drinking more after this relationship was over.
I think she drinks more than Blake.
Does she?
Well, every picture she's ever posted, she's got a drink, and she's talking about drinking more, so
she's got the Miranda Rita, which is like Crystal Light and rum.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's
what is
terrible.
This?
She calls it the Miranda Rita, and it's like rum and Crystal Light or
is
something.
Is that like her attempt to drink healthy or something?
Yeah, that's like her skinny
light?
Girl.
Oh, God, that sounds terrible.
Awful. All right, let's spend a moment reflecting on Stephen Stills, who has recruited a number of important artists for an autism benefit concert. Remember back in 2013, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young singer Stephen Stills played the first Light Up the Blues concert to raise funds for autism, and did very well. So they're going to do another one here in L.A., Jennifer, at the Dolby Theater on April 21st. And Neil Young will be involved, Sheryl Crow, Judy Collins, Stephen Stills, obviously, and Neil. I think the interesting thing is...
Burt Bacharach's going to be there, too.
Yeah. 28 past the hour here on the DJV show. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Could your company use a little marketing help? Is it a challenge keeping your social media up to date? Or is it time to launch that new ad campaign? Maybe your promotional materials need a facelift. Relax. Help is on the way. Just go to promarketingsupport.com. Our U.S.-based marketing experts are ready to serve as an extension of your own team. Whether it's customer newsletters, advertising, sales collateral, the latest digital marketing strategies, the pros have done it all. If you need to outsource a single project or an entire marketing function, promarketingsupport.com frees you up to get back to business. Check it out. Just go to promarketingsupport.com to get a no-obligation quote for your next project. That's promarketingsupport.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Four after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen being disrespected by my staff. The cast here has a far-flung and continuing onslaught of insults aimed at me because
Please.
Of the way I conduct myself
You'll
when it
live.
Comes to watching television programs.
Rub some dirt on it, Steffen.
Yeah. That's, all right, speaking of rubbing dirt, Rupert Murdoch is upset because the British government will not give him the okay to buy the biggest network, Sky Radio. It's television and radio, actually, in England.
Doesn't he already own everything there?
He owns like Sky Network. He owns Sky News in Europe on the continent, but he doesn't own it in England. And he's been trying to get control of it. And now that he's got $56 billion in extra cash from Disney because he sold the assets of 20th Century Fox to the Walt Disney Organization, he's trying to buy up some more stuff. He's 86 years old, I think, now. He's trying to figure out how to give control of the company to his two sons. Meanwhile,
what does Jerry Hall get out of this when he kicks it?
Jerry Hall probably do fine for herself.
I'm sure he had a prenup with her.
Yeah.
They got married just last year, I think, right?
Was it? But they weren't they together for a while?
Not really.
Before that? How much younger? She was first. Was she first married to Mick Jagger, or did she marry somebody else before that?
I don't know, but I think just maybe based on her kids' ages, I would think she married Mick first, and then maybe had some other people along the way.
I think she's in her 50s, he's in his 80s.
That's
about right.
Okay. Oh, boy.
So, anyway, there also is something about Murdoch on Facebook today, and I find it interesting that he posted it on Facebook because it's about Facebook. You know how the folks, Zuckerberg and his gang, have been talking about they're underscoring the fake, well, they're going to make sure there is no fake news on Facebook. But what is eliminated from the conversation is the access that they have to the news from various content providers like Fox. And so Murdoch says if Facebook wants to recognize trusted publishers, then it's going to have to pay a fee for carrying our news. The same thing that cable companies do of anybody who uses their product. I think that's reasonable, isn't it? I mean, is Fox better off for the connection with Facebook, or is Facebook better off for the connection with Fox or any of the news organizations
they
that they're
playing off? Yeah, I think they should be playing off each other, shouldn't they?
But is this
Murdoch right or wrong about
it? Is this to stream Fox News on Facebook?
Yes.
Or is this
things.
Just giving them headlines or something?
Both.
Like feeding them.
I believe it's both. It's the connection that they have now. Yeah, it's both.
Can you
I
take
believe.
That?
No. It's Fox News calling him.
I know.
They're like, you're reporting it. It's fake news.
All right. So while I'm going over, I'll leave the phone.
Why don't you answer it on the air? We'll see who's calling you during your show. At 4:30 in the morning, local time.
I know, right? Seriously. Oh, my God.
This is exciting. So,
know, right?
Yeah, this is Doug answering his cell phone, which should have obviously
I never, you know what? I said this to somebody yesterday. I used to do this, and maybe it's the era that we're in. The phone rings, and there's so much trash on it. There's so many people who are trying to get at you to sell you something. I just don't answer the phone anymore unless I know the number or there's an ID.
Just block it.
And I can figure out who it is. Well, you know, you and I talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And
did we?
My daughter also worked with me on blocking some of this stuff. And it doesn't seem to work.
It'll block that number. It doesn't mean that they won't find some other way to call you. But
right. Yeah, exactly.
At least it'll make it harder for them.
So there's a North Korean spy who's wandering around, who defected, who says, don't trust that worm, Kim Jong-un, because somehow he's going to figure out how to bring a Trojan horse into the Olympic Games. You think that's true?
I wouldn't be surprised.
So, what does he do?
I just don't trust him, so.
No, but what can he do and what do you do? Everybody's so eager now to have these. He has no consciousness. He's not interested in what public opinion is on him. But there is, this person reminded everybody of the bombing of the Korean Air Flight 858 back in 1987. That was ordered by Kim Jong-il, who is Kim Jong-un's father. And that was when they were hosting the Olympics in 1988. So is this a replay of that? And all the people who are saying, oh, this is wonderful, we've done such a great job of getting these people together. Is it really? Is there something? I mean, I'm asking the question.
I would be very shocked if he tried something, if he tried to act in a bad way. I think what he's trying to do is present to the rest of the world that he's normal and that the United States and Trump are the ones that are just provoking him. I think he's trying to look like a normal world citizen in all of this, even though that's not the case, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I would be bowled over if he tried something. But look, he's been rumored to be a nut, so maybe so. Who knows?
How is CNN covering Korea and Kim Jong-un? Is this one of their things, or are they just so focused on Donald Trump?
Not much. They're talking about Donald and Melania getting a divorce, and last week it was about whether or not he was too fat. So I don't know that they've been covering North Korea all that much.
Are Donald and Melania going to get a divorce?
No.
You never know.
I doubt it.
The rumors are spiraling right now because of the story about the porn star Stormy, whatever her name is. She sounds like a weather lady, Stormy Waters. I don't know what her name is.
Stormy Daniels, something. I think. Right?
Yeah, Stormy Daniels. Thank you. That's right. And so that story has been going for the last week or two, and everyone's talking now because Melania was supposed to go to Davos with him on Wednesday. They were supposed to leave together and come back Friday, and now we don't know. I guess she canceled her trip. She's not going. And yesterday, Monday, Tuesday was their 13th anniversary, and so
yeah, neither one recognized.
They didn't celebrate.
So, of course, on social media, that means divorce.
Right.
Yeah. But
This is what I think is weird. I don't remember a big deal being made publicly, at least, about the Obamas or the Bushes celebrating their anniversaries. I never thought.
Well, the Obamas
that was a thing.
Did on Twitter. They put birthday messages to each other and
so
anniversary
they just write
messages
back and forth.
Yeah,
it
really
annoys me.
I remember it was like a big thing.
The fascination and the way that the zingers come across. For example, I think over the weekend I saw two things regarding clothing. Melania wore a one of them, a $2,000 dress, and then right under that was one of the Obama girls wearing a $60 dress from someplace, or it may have been this kind of stuff. What do you accomplish by doing it? What is there that is accomplished by that kind of obviousness? That's really kind of what it is, isn't it?
But, you know, this has been going on for a really long time. This goes all the way back to Jackie O, and she had to have all her dresses that were made in Paris, she had to have them remade here and redesigned by an American designer because she was criticized for only wearing French designers when she was the First Lady of America and blah, blah, blah. This has been going on forever. It's never going to end. And Michelle Obama got heat for wearing Alexander McQueen, which was like an $1,800 dress. And this just never ends. If whoever is there on social media doesn't like the First Lady, then they're going to have something. They're going to find something to say that's negative.
How superficial all of this is?
Well, yes, it is. It is very stupid and superficial, but it's never going to end.
Speaking of the news media, a fellow named Brandon Grismer of Michigan arrested yesterday or the day before, I can't remember, it was Monday or Tuesday, after allegedly threatening to murder CNN employees. He called CNN headquarters 22 times, accused the network of airing fake news, and for that, I'm going to shoot all of you. If that's the case, the line may start at CNN.
You really shouldn't joke about it, though.
Yeah. It's a long line after that.
Because that's
I'm not joking about it. I'm chuckling because he says he's going to take on CNN employees because they are distributing fake news. Every one of these outfits is distributing fake news.
But
it's their stock and trade these days.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I think the dangers of kind of pointing to these people and making them out to be really bad people is you give them enemies and people who, I don't know, journalists have been killed on TV before. That's what happened in Virginia just a few years ago.
Yeah.
And so my talking about them is going to cause somebody else to shoot a journalist?
These are crazy people who are going to take whatever inspiration they want to go in and do harm. That doesn't mean that people cannot expect a high level of accountability from our news media.
Yeah, Kara may be right,
sadly,
though.
Sadly, there are
Jennifer.
Crazy people out there, and when it gets hateful, you're right. I don't think we need to do hateful, but I think it's appropriate if something's wrong to call it out.
I just also think that, yes, I agree. I think that our news media and all sources of media should be held accountable to a certain degree, but I also think that when you have a president who is just talking to them in such a divisive way and kind of pointing fingers and saying a lot of really bad things about them, I think that it gives people more of a reason to look and say, hey,
well,
we can hate these people.
When Trump
and
first
I think
came
that's
into
really,
office.
Really dangerous.
When Trump came
and a lot
into
of people
office,
are saying exactly that, Kara. Yeah.
When
yeah,
Trump
but you can't
in,
blame Trump hello. For a crazy, sorry, go ahead. You can't blame Trump for a crazy person going into a TV studio and doing something. Now you, Dougie, your turn.
Well, I can. I can imagine that. But I also, I mean, it's not even going into a school or going anyplace else in an office building. You can get through if you want to get through. But the thing that Kara brings about is a refresher back to the beginning of the Trump administration when there were a lot of people doing a lot of things. I can remember several instances of skinheads claiming that they had license to be a-holes and do horrible things because Trump was now the president and we're going to show you.
But
so
they don't.
There is
they
some
don't
of that.
Have license to do that.
No, of course
and
they don't.
And, you know, the example that I would use is, do you blame Bernie Sanders for Steve Scalise's shooting?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
And that's right. No, absolutely not. But the guy who shot Steve Scalise was a total socialist who believed in the doctrine of Bernie Sanders and thought since Bernie was not president, he was going to go and take down everybody who stood in Bernie's way. And that's why he went out and targeted Republican lawmakers. And that
oh, the softball
baseball.
Game. I'm thinking to myself,
yeah, at that baseball.
Yeah,
why do I know that name?
So,
oh, right.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, look, I don't blame Bernie Sanders for that. I don't think Bernie Sanders was giving silent winks and nods to people because he's spreading a message. These are nuts who get inspiration from sources, and you're just not going to be able to control it all in this day and age with social media and news media and Twitter and everything going on.
Reflecting again on what Kara said, I obviously, and we talk about this off the air, I usually steer away from these things because they don't accomplish. A conversation about something like that accomplishes nothing positive. And, you know. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, six sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
People search the internet for everything, including you.
With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now for us to pay attention to your pets. The Pet Well-Being Department is open, and the person in charge is Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, thepetshow.com. He has a fabulous line, and I say fabulous underscoring because I really know from experience getting hugs and kisses for all the dogs that are around me. Hugs and Kisses is a vitamin and mineral line set up as a supplement for your dog or your cat. And you can get them at hugsandkisses.com. Warren put this formula together a number of years ago. It's been very, very successful. And so you ought to try it because it works. I will give you that much. It works, it works, it works. So the Larry Nassar thing, this is the guy, the gymnastics guy, the doctor who is sitting through still, I think, some of the things, listening to the victims who spoke out against him. And you may have noticed that in the courtroom there was a dog, a therapy dog, comforting the victims. The dog's name is Preston, black lab, stationed near the judge in the courtroom. So what do you think of this? Is this something new, or is it just that these dogs are being used more widely because they're so successful in what they do, Warren?
It's not new, Doug. It's been going on for years. I've been involved in actual cases where there are younger children involved, and in order to feel the younger children to feel more comfortable in terms of being in a courtroom, they can bring their dog with them, or they'll have a therapy dog there for them. We're just touching the surface of the benefits. I mean, let's be realistic. There's nothing more calming, more relaxing than being around a dog, especially a therapy dog that's nice and mellow and calm. So I think when a child, and a lot of these are children or just young adults, go into a courtroom, let's face it, if any of us go into a courtroom, we're going to be nervous, stressed out, anxious. I think having a dog there really kind of helps settle things down. I think it's a great idea, and I think it should be used more and more.
Don't you think that that's the way at least the support animal thing got started? Now it may be being abused somewhat. Delta says they're going to crack down on some of the people who bring support animals. For example, apparently last week somebody brought a live turkey onto a flight and they said this turkey wasn't a more emotional support animal. Dogs, yes, maybe cats, but a turkey?
Dogs, cats, even a bird could be okay, but not a turkey. I don't understand. See, that's what happens is when something becomes popular and becomes a good thing, like therapy animals, there's always going to be those that abuse it. And it makes me absolutely crazy because now what's happening is people are questioning those that really do have service dogs as to whether or not they are really service dogs, because so many people, you know, I see people walking into the supermarket here in L.A. and they're carrying a little Pomeranian with a service dog vest that they bought online for $20. The dog has no potential for making them feel better or worse. Maybe it makes them feel better, but it's not a service dog, and I think it's a problem. But you hit the nail on the head, whether it be a court scenario or a therapy dog for certain situations where kids go to school. I think it's a great idea. I think it breaks the barrier and opens a line of communication that normally isn't there.
Right. Don't you have to have, when you submit your dog for this, they have to have vaccination records, or is that for every pet? I mean, when's the last time you saw a turkey get vaccinated?
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. They do have to have vaccinations, and they do have to be, you know, certified. However, now, because of the Internet, literally, you can go online. I can go online right now and order 5 service dog vests, put them on my dog, and go into any store I want to go into. So, yeah, the abuse is what really makes it difficult for those really in need. But what a great idea to bring dogs into that car. Look, they have dogs at airports now just to make people feel better when they're stressed out. So it's
customers attempting to fly with snakes, spiders, turtles.
It's absolutely
support animals. Yeah,
no one loves animals more than me, and no one feels more supported than when they have a snake in their hand than I do.
Right? Yeah. That's
again, in taking that into consideration, I think again we have to realize that when something is good, people are going to find a way to abuse it. And I got to tell you, from what I see, just here where I am in Los Angeles, what I see in terms of people having service animals that are not really service animals, I would say they outnumber those that legitimately have service animals.
Yeah, they could be. Yeah, everybody takes a shot at me who knew that I had a service vest for Charlotte, and I'd made no bones about bringing her on the plane because she was horrified, she was terrified of traveling underneath. And so when I did, most of the time I drove her back and forth across country when I was coming out here for the winter, but once in a while I put her on a plane, and she was fabulous. It was actually a lot of fun doing it, but I had to, because the rules were such, I had to kind of, I suppose, I don't know, break the rules, but it was worth it, frankly.
But it made everyone on the plane feel better.
Oh, yeah, much better. All right, Warren, check out hugsandkisses.com. Don't forget, 59 past the hour on the DJB show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.